The destiny of the Edomite Jews. This is new ground for most people, so the scriptures below need to be read word for word. There is much detail and identification in them. Esau sold his birthright, but the scriptures tell us that Edom would try to regain the sold inheritance or the land in the last days. This will be done by them as the Jews. Peoples purporting to be Jews will return to the Holy Land, but they will be a racial mixture containing the offspring of Esau's mixed marriages and proselytes to Esau's religion. Jesus continually condemned this religion and pronounced woe upon the teachers of this Jewish religion. There certainly is no reason to suspect that this might have changed in the present day. Jesus said to them when he was here, "Bring them hither to Jerusalem that I might destroy them," Luke 19:27. It has to be questioning who is returning and who is being brought hither to the Israeli state today and why. Malachi 1:4 says, "Whereas Edom says, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down." Ezekiel 33:24 says, "They that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given to us for inheritance." Note the one and many, because this will come up again. Here we see what Edom says and what God also says on the same subject. Ezekiel 35:10-15. "Because thou, Esau, hast said, these two nations, that is, Israel and Judah, and these two countries shall be mine, and we shall possess it. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are desolate, they are given to us to consume. As thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Esau, Ezekiel 36:2-7, "Because the enemy has said against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea which have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey." Obadiah 1:8-9 says, "Shall not I, in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of Mount Esau? And they, thy mighty men, O Teman," that's another word for Esau, "shall be dismayed, to the end that every one of the Mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter." Obadiah 1:12-13. "But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother," that is Israel, "in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the days of their calamity." Isaiah 34:5, "For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea," or Edom, "and upon the people of my curse to judgment." Habakkuk 3:3, "God came from Teman. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise." These scriptures also give the timing when this is to happen. It is the end of this age when the stars fall from heaven. The judgment is against Idumea, who is occupying the land. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. Even today, there is this controversy about who should be in possession and control of the Holy Land. Today, the Pope is seeking control of the holy places, and the papacy has never renounced the Pope's false claim as King of Jerusalem. The prophecy in this chapter alone is not pretty. Like so many other scriptures, the picture is of a land becoming devoid of grass, birds, and even fish. There has never at any time in history been such a judgment upon the Holy Land. But God's nation will return to a cleansed land and will dwell secure without any enemies at all after all this destruction and cleansing by fire. Some might like to say that the grass, the birds, the fish, and the fire are symbols, but they do not appear to be so. This is to happen at Jerusalem. This is not the present situation in the Israeli state. We are not witnessing a return to a land totally cleansed by fire happening first. Amos 1:12 says, "But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozra." This judgment upon Edom is the consequences of Esau's anger, which did tear perpetually against Jacob, and for Edom's wrath, which he kept. The destruction of Edom in prophecy is always by burning. Isaiah 63:1-6. "Who is this that thou comest from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozra? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come, and I will tread down the people in mine anger." Jeremiah 49:7-10, concerning Edom, "For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. But I have made Edom bare, he shall not be able to hide himself." Edom is certainly hiding himself behind a false identity now, but is nevertheless an impostor in the Holy Land. Any serious study of the regathering of Israel will show that the timing factors are ignored in the majority of the books found on the Christian bookshelves. Edom does not seem to exist in all the popular books of prophecy that relate to the end of age events. Neither does the time and the place of Edom's destruction ever get a mention. If there is one major reason for this, it is because Edom is hiding himself, as the latter scripture says. From his hidden position, he promotes what must be a lie in saying that the Jews and Israel are one and the same people. This continues to influence much New Testament doctrine and what is taught in the denominations today, which is totally false, totally wrong, and misleading, and taking God's people down the road to destruction. In the New Testament, much about this matter can be found in the parables of Jesus, but this study would take a special chapter. In fact, I would recommend my book on the parables, which will deal very much with this subject. When Jesus spoke in parables against the scribes and Pharisees, they perceived that he spake to them and of them in Matthew 21:45. They were to be cast out into outer darkness, Matthew 8:12. They could not bring forth the good fruit because it was impossible for them to do so. They were destined to be hewn down and cast into the fire. They were the children of the wicked one, see John 8:44. The Edomites were occupying the vineyard, but when the Lord of the vineyard comes, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. The word wicked is defined in Matthew 21:41, where the Pharisees perceived Jesus spake of them. Proverbs 16:4, "The Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil." Psalm 58:3, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies." These particular wicked ones were born that way. They have a destiny.